enjoy the ride. Please don't enjoy the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. You can stream the show if you happen to be out of our terrestrial radio network waves with Wham! Talk 1600 and Wham! 92.7 FM by just going to DaveJanda.com. And right in the top part of the homepage, just hit Listen Live. And actually, you can stream Wham!, I believe the greatest radio station in our country, without a doubt. Content like you will never get from any other station. 24/7. You can go to Wham. You can also go to Wham Radio, WAAMradio.com, and stream there 24/7. But you could also do it from DaveJanda.com 24/7. Content unsurpassed by any station in our country, and that's thanks to our fearless leader, Theron Hughes, who, without his support, and Lindy Hughes, who is our angel in heaven, who watches over us every day here at Wham. With out their efforts over the years, this station and this show would not exist. We're also available on our YouTube channel at least until December 10th. Depending on what YouTube decides, they are going to purge reportedly thousands of channels that they believe that they feel aren't viable, whatever that means. They won't give any criterion of what the viability marks are, but we hope to be there after December 10th, but we'll see. But we are also and always available at DaveJanda.com, both the free the public side as well as the subscription side. Hope you'll become a member of our Freedom family and join up for our subscription service, which involves extra shows, the podcasts from this show, our archives, healthcare policy series, nutrition series. You got it. We're there. My next guest is a very courageous individual who has taken on the deep state's bought off lamestream fake media for years. She provides, and I agree with her, not an alternative source, but an independent source of information. I think we got to get away from this alternative media. There's a bit of a vibe associated with that. I believe the alternative media actually is the bought off lamestream fake media. They're an alternate to what's really happening, right? And it's really the independent media, of which my next guest, Sarah Westall, is a huge player in providing information that you need to know about that the deep state and their puppets don't want you to be aware of. A little background on Sarah for those of you unaware. Sarah Westall is a successful entrepreneur in many planes and a business executive. In the past 25 years, Sarah has created and developed multiple companies, including a successful management and consulting firm and an international import and manufacturing company. She has a dynamic leadership career spent building high-performance teams in highly competitive industries. She has an entrepreneurial attitude, energy, and style, I might say, without parallel. She has the proven ability to define company positioning by driving the development and execution of innovation, long-term growth, strategy, business development, and strategic initiatives. Sarah has a computer science and business management systems degree from the College of Science and Engineering at the University of Minnesota, with an emphasis in management information systems from the Carlson Business School. Sarah started her career at the center of the Internet Revolution at U.S. West Communications, where she was promoted multiple times to eventually become director of the Advanced Networking Group, responsible for all of the systems design and development for enterprise. Currently, Sarah is a partner at Galax Consulting. She is the host, of which I've been honored to be a guest, of the national radio show Business Game Changers. Her national radio show features leaders in business, government, society, and science. Her significant experience and knowledge in technology, systems engineering, business, and entrepreneurship really provides insight and in-depth and unparalleled to the bought-off lamestream fake media. Sarah, it is my honor to welcome you. Again, her website, Sarah Westall, WESTALL.com. Sarah, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
So, Sarah, let's talk about the media blackout. And many people say, well, I don't think there's a media blackout. I turn on the tube and they're there. I pick up the New York Times and Washington Post and they're there. What do you mean about a media blackout? They seem to talk about issues.
Well, you know as much as I know that important issues are just flat out not talked about. And it's hard for the public to know this unless they go to another country and see how dumbed down America really is. And I hear it over and over and over again from people of the media that's accessible outside our country compared to here. But you know as well as I do that the important stories are coming up all the time and you never see it in the media. We talk about it as independent journalists, and independent is a very important way to state it, because that's what we are. We're just not influenced by others. And we don't see these important stories over and over again being talked by the mainstream media. And it's very frustrating, I got to tell you, because some of these stories are so important for the health of our country, for the viability, for our citizens to thrive, for corruption to be taken down, and they don't talk about it.
Well, educate our listeners on some of those issues. What are the ones on Sarah's radar screen that the bought-off, lamestream, fake media don't want to go near?
Well, okay, let's talk about Epstein. Epstein was first brought into the picture in 2008, and they shut it out, right? It didn't come out there until just recently, and now, you know, this past spring. But the independent media have been shouting from the rooftops about this for a long time. Now, behind that, they've even pretty much watered it down. And the only reason they can't get rid of it is because of these memes of the not being suicide and everything else. But there's a whole blackmail story behind this. There are literally the who's who of the media and politicians and companies that have been involved with Epstein, but that's not being covered. You know, that's an example. He's being made out to be just an individual, a one-timer kind of person who's kind of the whole mastermind of all this all by himself. And now they're throwing Weinstein into it. But that's what they do. They spin it to look like it's just him. And the other thing is, which I find is really interesting, which I hope we get to talk about it a little bit, but I want to finish talking about this. Hopefully we'll get to more of this media blackout stuff too, is Trump's latest thing with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He ended up going to OAN to do this huge explosive report that Giuliani went to with OAN, which is an independent kind of startup cable news network, to talk about the fact that all these Ukrainian whistleblowers or witnesses are being denied visas and they can't come in and testify. And so they went there to go talk to people. That's another example. And instead of them talking about what they found, they're just ripping Giuliani apart for even going and being involved. You know, that's an example of smearing the messenger instead of the content that's there. But another recent bombshell, I don't know if you heard this anywhere in the media, but the Prime Minister of Malta was just he was involved and he's asked to step down by the people are rioting all in the streets because he was involved in the murder of the Pentagon Papers journalist. Mm-hmm. You know, the big Pentagon Papers that came out, and she was murdered back in 2017, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was a car bomb that was detonated from a distance. And he was involved in it because there was all these, I mean, if people who aren't aware of the Pentagon Papers was a big deal. It really exposed how all the rich and famous are involved with the very powerful involved in how they launder money. And
I think that was the Panama Papers.
I thought it was, the Panama Papers. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I wrote down Pentagon Papers. I wrote down Pentagon Papers and it was the Panama Papers. But she was murdered back in, and so this gel that came out, did we see it in the news?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's a big deal. How about the John Dugan 700 Epstein videos that he has? He has asylum in Russia. It was in the Times of London. The FBI tipped off MI6. They interviewed him. They had another journalist that went out and verified that they had these 700 videos. The National Enquirer here covered the story. And I had him on my show. Mm-hmm. But don't you think it's pretty important that he had these 700 Epstein videos that showed the blackmail and the FBI has them in their possession? Why isn't that covered anywhere?
Or how about, well, this week, Jeffrey Epstein's private banker at Deutsche and Citibank found swinging from a rope.
Exactly.
Well, that was not in the bought-off lamestream fake media.
Exactly. Well, and then I'm even more irritated that they have Dershowitz, who was his longtime friend and attorney. Yeah. He's coming on Fox News tonight, and they're making a big deal out of it. He's on Fox News all the time. Why? Why? And they never ask him, what is your involvement with Epstein? The New York Magazine, I believe, did a whole expose on Dershowitz's involvement with Epstein. It was a really good article, and there are some serious issues there. And where there's smoke, there's probably some fire, and they really laid down a lot of things that are very questionable about Dershowitz. It's another example.
Well, and look at last week, I had one of the two top, I believe, surveillance experts in the world, Bill Binney and Kirk Wiebe. I had Bill on the show. And Bill talked about how 60 Minutes, week before last, did this investigative report on how Russia actually did hack the DNC servers. And Bill took it apart, right? I mean, Bill said this is pure fabrication. The bought-off lamestream fake media have a media blackout on this fake Russian hoax.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's incredible. I mean, I don't even know. But the thing is that there's a lot of people who are very busy in their life, and they know this. And so they just, that's why they call them, you know, the drive-by media. You call McDonald's drive-through media, whatever you want to call them. And so the average person who's very busy, that's what they get.
Well, and Kirk Wiebe has spoken about this on my platform. I think he did on yours as well, Sarah, where he said, you know, this whole issue of illegal surveillance that the government has been involved in, this entire issue of parallel platforms, Catherine Herridge, when she was at Fox, now she's at CBS, had a team come out with her and spent many hours interviewing Kirk about this. And then when it came time to air the story, it got shelved. And next thing you know, mm-hmm. the producer for this piece that was supposed to come out left and got a cushy job at the NSA.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's what's going on, because there's an open door. Everybody talks about the rotating door going between these people, but even more scary is that journalists are ignored, which is the example that we just showed you. All these stories, truly independent journalists are coming up with great stories, really uncovering, doing their job, trying to make the world a better place. They're just ignored. And then if they start to penetrate and they're starting to reach more people, then they're smeared. Mm-hmm. You were smeared. You had a campaign against you by a few people there on YouTube. And the sad part is it's very obvious that you have been by a couple people. They target you. It's a plan. It's a pattern of behavior. If you get too close, they work on smearing you over that one issue because they can't let you get too close on that. The sad part is Fox News had this one of the people that were actively smearing you who has been discredited on many other things. And they had him on numerous times after he smeared you. They didn't even know who he was before that. But suddenly, once he starts smearing you over this very important surveillance issue, he starts showing up in some national media pieces. So what happened there? It's really sad. Okay, so they smear you. And then if that starts happening, and this is the stories you hear all the time from journalists, and thank God there's more of us now, so it's not as scary. But then if you get even too close, you get in closer and the smearing doesn't work, then they start to threaten you. Mm-hmm. Or if you're too high profile, they just ruin your career. You get fired right away. And there's some cases of lots of cases of journalists that have whose careers have been ruined. And then the worst cases, like the Panama Papers, I got to make sure I don't say the wrong thing. I don't know why I had that in my brain.
Well, Panama Papers were actually key, too. That was with Ellsberg. But this is the Panama Papers where...
Exactly. Yeah, this is the Panama Papers. I just had the wrong thing in my brain. But, you know, in worst cases, you get the case where her name was Galizia. Sorry. But she was living in Malta, so that's why the Malta people got involved. And they're either jailed, like Assange... Right? He's really, there's some pretty scary situation there when you look into his, I mean, he's being tortured, mentally tortured. He's stumbling in court, can't even say his name. I've done a lot of stories on this. Or they're murdered, like in the story with the Panama Papers. And that's how they silence you. It's that, it keeps escalating to that level. But what we're seeing now with all these independent journalists is they're doing a lot more smear jobs, and they're confusing people. They're creating all this confusion to make us look like we're the messengers are crazy. But then when you get to somebody like me or you or professionals, we are very serious about what we do. It's hard to smear us in our personal life because we're so, I'm sorry, I'm really boring and I'm straight and narrow. I don't really do much of anything. So they can't find anything. Then they make stuff up. They just make stuff up.
True.
And then the sad part is that some of these stories that we're covering are like the blackmail. You know, I've had a Detective Rothstein on, and it's so hard to believe some of the stuff. How can all these people be blackmailed? You know, you don't see it in your everyday life, but if you're in these rings of power, you see it. But it's hard for an everyday person to see it. So they make up fake stories, and the fake stories just seem more realistic than the real stories. And that's what's hard about independent journalism, is that you bring out real stories that are true. That's why this Epstein stuff is so important, and I'm so glad it came out. It needs to come out more, and that's why they're really trying to clamp down. They don't want to talk about the blackmail, because that's the crux behind it.
Well, and Sarah, you were talking about Epstein for years. I was as well.
Yes.
And every time we brought it up, we were demonized. We were peddling fear porn. We were inaccurate. We weren't right. When we spoke about the fact that Epstein was a front for intelligence agencies, right? So I know you did. We mentioned the names. That he was a front for the CIA. Oh, you're anti-American. No. I'm just telling you my sources are telling me his affiliations. Then you mention... Well, you know, he was also a front for MI6. Well, you're anti-British. You're anti-Anglo-American axis. No, I'm just telling you who he's associated with. And then when you say, well, he's also a front for Mossad.
Oh, yeah.
You are an anti-Semite. No, I am just telling you who the guy's affiliated with, okay?
Well, I would like to point out corruption, bring light to corruption. I don't care who he's affiliated with, but if they're doing blackmail and using young kids,
right?
I don't care who it is.
Right. And that's what I tell these people. Yeah. I'm pro-kid, okay? You accuse me of being pro-kid. I'm pro-kid. I'm looking out for the welfare of kids. I did so when I was a doc with my work in prevention. I did so throughout my entire career. I do that from this platform. I'm pro-kid.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm going to expose it. I don't care. And that's what is sad, is because they do. And that's the pattern that we're seeing. But I would like to see this Ukrainian stuff. I mean, Giuliani said a really great thing. He retweeted this, and he's getting slammed. And this is an example. It's the same patterns, except they're doing it with the really powerful, and it'll be really interesting. And they're just getting creamed from all sides. I don't even know what to think about some of this stuff, what's going on, what they're thinking, because the impeachment, all it's doing is bringing more of this to light. And this is Ukraine's not the only country. This needs to happen on all levels. But what he said is a large-scale joint investigation into Ukraine and the U.S. would uncover and recover billions stolen by crooks from both countries at the highest levels. And behind those billions are all sorts of corrupt and bad activities. And this needs to happen with more than just Ukraine, but it would be so great if they could start with Ukraine. And when you start realizing that this is what's behind all this, I don't even know why they would go in. I'm trying to understand. Why would they open an impeachment trial and get everybody to look at Ukraine when this is what's happening behind the scenes? But that's what's going on.
Well, because you know what, Sarah? I think that they thought this would play out the way it's always played out, that they would be on offense the entire time, that there would be no defense played by the other side. The other side would fold. I mean, let's face it. If this was Bush or this was anybody else or this was Reagan, even Reagan, they would only go so far and then just say, oh, what the heck, you know? Okay, I'm out, you know? And they completely misunderstand Trump and the people supporting Trump.
And where the country's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, people like us and independent journalists saying, well, wait a minute, we're done. We are not allowing you to hurt kids, be this corrupt. It's destroying our country, and we're done. And listen to this. John Solomon, an independent reporter, investigative journalist, he interviewed the prosecutor general, Lutsenko, who was under a past president, Ukraine's past president under Obama, during the Obama era, and Obama and company gave him a do not prosecute list to keep them off the people they do not want prosecuted, who, of course, if they look into that, what were these people doing?
Mm-hmm.
This is the big story. I mean, this is a big deal. They had a diplomat on, and they were asking, this is OAN, they're doing this great story, OAN, which they have to go to this independent cable news network to get this. And they were saying that this Ukrainian diplomat, they're asking him, and Zelensky, the president, wants to investigate and proceed. The guy whose name is Telashenko, mm-hmm. and he was saying that Zelensky really wants to investigate and proceed, and he wants to do it without corruption. And they asked him, what do people think of this impeachment trial? And he was saying that the people in Ukraine don't even understand what the fuss is about. I mean, they're like, we're not victims here. And then Zelensky said in private, he said to him that, quote, most diplomatic phone calls, he said this has been the most diplomatic phone call he's had in several months with any foreign leader. He's like, and that's what they're trying to prosecute him under. And then he would tell, under Obama administration, they were saying that ambassadors would call and tell them who to hire, who to fire, and they would not get the funds unless they did what they were supposed to do. And he was saying that it was not just Biden, it was other officials all the time doing this.
And some of whom were witnesses, witness to nothing. I mean, they showed up, that Schiff called up there, whether it's this Bill Taylor or this George Kent or this Yovanovitch, this former ambassador, or whoever it might be. I mean, this is the brain trust that almost got us in a war with Russia over Ukraine.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, this is what's going on behind the scenes. And not just when you look at the Panama Papers, when you look at what Bradley Birkenfeld did, he's the largest paid whistleblower in U.S. history because he got behind the tax records and the laundering going on there. When you start digging into this stuff, Giuliani's absolutely right when he says that we're going to recover billions from stolen by crooks for both countries at the highest levels. And that's what we need to keep doing. Start cleaning up our country.
Sarah, how can folks follow you? They need to follow you on a daily basis.
Go to my website, sarahwestall.com. Like you said, I'm not sure if I'll be up on YouTube after the 10th. I hope I am. So sarahwestall.com. My podcast is doing really well. It's one of the top ranked on Apple Podcasts and Business News. So go there. You'll find everything.
Sarah, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You're an incredibly courageous freedom fighter who takes on the deep state in hand-to-hand combat on a daily basis. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WHAM Talk 1600.